Yes, DJ Tracy Moore with you on the Reggae Shack, KTHX 100.1 FM, Reno and Lake Tahoe. And right now, it's a pleasure once again to welcome back into the Shack via the phone line one of my very favorites in the reggae world these days, Christos DC. Greetings, Christos. How's it going tonight, brother?
Hey, Tracy, how are you, my brother?
Good.
Good to be on the air with you, man, and give thanks for the support, as always.
Definitely, man. It's so nice to have you back on the air, and I really, really congratulate you on another fine effort with this brand new album release. Your newest album on your own production label called Honest Music Calls Self-Evident. How's it feeling for you right now, you know, to finally birth this two-year-long project?
It feels really good, and, you know, projects are always the kind of thing it's hard to sort of let go with material. You can really sit on material sometimes and try and over-perfect things. So I've tried to sort of master the art of learning to let go and keep moving. And so, but checking all the details, and hopefully you catch everything, and, you know, one or two might slip through, but it feels very good, man. It feels like a real beautiful thing with the response and the support. And so, you know, I'm looking forward, because I have also shelved some material as well along the way that, you know, is for a couple of other projects that we're going to be doing collectively this year as well, which I'll be talking about in future months.
Nice.
It feels like a blessing and an honor. Yeah, because, man, the artists that reached out on this one, you know, having other producers and people from around the globe reach out, it was really a beautiful thing.
Yeah, have you had a chance?
Real special. Have you had a Poland as well.
Yeah, well, you have such an international feel on the album anyway, you know, with these international guest artists and stuff. But have you had a chance to just, you know, sit in the bathtub and listen to it and sort of step back a little bit and just be like, yeah, this is all right?
It's interesting. Actually, I have yet to have that moment. I've been a bit overwhelmed. And I have that moment. I think it's when I get into the car and I put it on my car stereo and play to it and drive through the record. And that's probably that moment where that'll kick in. But,
yeah,
man, my head is already buried in new projects and new things. So I have a habit of keep wanting to keep moving. So,
hey, that's a beautiful
thing.
You know,
my head is already back into the control booth and the vocal booth in the control room, and, you know.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Working hard, brothers.
That's a nice busyness to be.
It's beautiful too, yeah. And you know, always, and keeping things moving when the inspiration is there is real important. It's like keeping your body active.
True.
You know, keeping your mind and your spirit active as well, and keeping positive, because I think, you know, it's not a cliche about speaking positive, and I try, you know, to speak in a positive, questionative manner in the songs, but I don't want to point a finger, and I think it's not about dwelling on that. I think it's that thoughts create, and so I really talk a lot about thoughts and how we speak, and, you know, it was really a project of self-reflection in a way.
Well, I mean, the album name, Self-Evident, points to that notion of, like, obvious truth, you know, and several of the tracks carry that depth of principle. So, you know, did you go into this project with the idea of exploring such sort of principled concepts?
I think it just kind of happened the way it happened. And it's like, you know, as we go through stages of life, so do the things that we want to speak about, that we show interest for. And so it's a stage of life thing, probably. You know, I've been traveling a lot the last 3 years. I've been real blessed to be able to, you know, go all over the globe and experience different cultures. And it's really causes you to look inside, you know. At least I choose to look at things that way. It's very humbling. And so I think the songs are just a reflection of that in many ways.
Yeah.
Amongst other things, you know.
Well, I think that comes through kind of in your vocal style too, you know. There's almost sort of a like a melancholy sadness in your voice, you know, that has a kind of depth to it, you know. How do you describe your vocal style?
It's very interesting, man. My parents were both opera singers, and
right,
I grew up in a household with powerful voices around me, and I can do opera exercises, like to actually warm up my voice and, you know, make sure I'm singing in key and things like that. But what to me, it's interesting. I'll get in the booth and I'll sing things many different ways when I'm testing. I'll try it with vibrato. I'll try it with, you know, a little bit of more soul, these different things. And sometimes it's always about what the song calls for and not about what you can do with your voice. And so I try to sing in a way that's true to the song and also true to my self-expression, you know, and not trying to force something, but it's hard to put in the words, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
But, it's like the reason why I named the label Honest Music is because it's a genuine, sincere expression, not trying to mirror something. We all look up to things in life, and, you know, I mean, I looked up to Bruce Lee when I was young and people like that, but I didn't try to be him, man. I tried to be myself.
And I'm sure you looked up to your
learn from those people.
Yeah, you probably looked up to your parents and their vocal skills as well, but you're, you know, making it a point to not just sort of flex your skills, but to just sort of be genuine to the spirit of the music that you're making, huh?
Well, to be honest with you, man, I didn't look up to it when I was young. But I do now. I respect it now.
Yeah, I know the feeling. So, yeah, my dad was a jazz musician, and I was the same way. I took it for granted until later, you know. Well, as your label name...
Yeah, you learn to appreciate things.
Yeah, that's true. It takes getting a little older, you know. I noticed, you know, I emailed you a little earlier, you know, hoping that your dad was doing well, because I didn't see him included on this album. I know you've had him on that past album that you did that we talked about a few years ago, and it was cool to have that collaboration, but this time he's not on the new album, huh?
Yeah, good thanks, brother. I appreciate that. Yeah, good thanks, man. You know, that was, I think, a one-time thing. My father is as an opera singer, and it's very interesting. It was the first time he had ever sang through a microphone. It was also the first time he ever had headphones on. And
interesting.
I don't know if I'll be able to push him in that direction again. Maybe, you know. Who's to say? My mother still is another. Person yet left to even approach on that subject, but
you got to do it.
I haven't gotten there yet.
You got to put her on the dub album. So now
we'll see. We will see.
Yeah. Now you mentioned your label name, Honesty, or Honest, you know, Records, and you know, you always reach for that
honest
depth.
Music.
Yeah, honest music. Yeah, you always reach for that depth and honesty in your music, and you have been for like well over a decade now as a solo artist. So how would you describe your level of satisfaction at what you have manifested as that, you know, as a devoted roots reggae artist and obviously a guy who appreciates roots reggae and the Jamaica vibe and all that, you know, like where do you feel like how are you contributing to that, the fabric of that whole 5 or 6 decade long roots vibe that's unfolding?
You know, I feel honored, man. I feel blessed. I was very fortunate as a young man to be able to work with some of the people that I did from a really young age. And it was a direction I chose. I feel thankful that I was as rebellious as I was at a young age to choose that direction. And, you know, it's a blessing. And I do feel really good about there's moments with songs, man, you listen to it, and I just said, wow, beautiful. I love it. I feel this sense of like, it's a very spiritual thing. But then there's months and months and months of working sometimes. And that's grueling, you know. So, you know, it's hearing a song over and over and over and over again and really just just refining every detail. So,
and yet
some
keeping
happen quickly and some don't.
Yeah, and you're still keeping it alive and not just beating it to death, you know?
Well, sometimes I do beat it to death, man, but, you know, I'll sit with a song for a month straight if I have to really make it what it needs to be, and so it just requires patience.
Yeah, but...
And you know, being persistent as well.
Yeah.
7 o'clock and you go to work, you know, like a job.
Truth. Well, and also having that, you know, your sort of your own personal history with all those other, you know, crucial and historic reggae artists must give you a feeling of personal cred where you're just like, yeah, I can do this. You know, I know how it's supposed to sound. I'm trying to honor the vibe that I felt in those early days working with those great artists. So that must help propel you forward, I'm sure, in your creative process. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. And the people around, too, you know, I have to give a lot of credit to the people that are around me. They help to lift me up, man, and I have a great group of people here around me, close to my base. And, you know, even traveling and linking with the right people, I mean, I have to give all respect to it from... the Skank and Monks, who I just love these guys, and the fact that they had reached out to us a few years ago and sent their music blew me away, because when I listened to it, I felt it, and songs just came out. And from them to the Dew Bros, from Florence to this brother from Poland, Sheba, he works with a group there from Poland called the Malayo Reggae Rockers, and really well-known band, and as well as Keja there, who had produced for the World of Reggae 2019 rhythm album.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just been a journey, man. It's really been an incredible journey too, you know, to even include a string quartet at one point. It just has been like reaching a certain pinnacle in a way.
And it's definitely manifested into several albums now that are just absolutely listenable, too. And this new one, Self-Evident, on Honest Music, Christos DC, is no exception. I mean, it is just, it's lovely and beautiful, syrupy reggae music. I'm really digging it. It's a pleasure to share it with the people.
Yeah, thanks, man. I really appreciate that. And, you know, I think there's a lot of trends and things moving in reggae, and one thing I want to do is stay really true to what it is that I love and I identify with. And so, but I'm not changing lanes. I feel just fine keeping the pace on that and staying right in the lane that I'm in, and expressing who I am and the people around me. I mean, if I went down the list, man, if I would have you here for a while. You know, I want to give it up for all of these folks along the way who lifted me up and had faith in me as well, and put their time and effort in and believed in the vision. So
nice. Well, you've already blasted through the time segment that I had allotted for you, so I do have to get back to music. And, you know, I feel like I could talk to you for, you know, quite a lot longer, you know. But I have a number of...
Sure, anytime, my brother.
Yeah, we'll definitely do this again, because I know you're going to be putting out more stuff. So just, you know, keep me on the link and everything, and then we'll, you know, we'll have chats every time it's appropriate, you know.
Absolutely.
And I do have a number of favorite tracks
on
Self-Evident.
Sure.
But, you know, currently my favorite track on this album is the beautiful and rather cheerful track called In Peace. I'm going to play that next on the playlist tonight on the Reggae Shack. You know, it almost has kind of like a Waiting in Vain feel to it. Yeah, it's kind of got that melancholy optimism vibe, you know. So what are your vibes on this?
That's right. That's the brother by the name of Sheba who produced it in Poland, and he had contacted me to sing on a track, and what he had sent over to me during the course of the album wasn't really quite in sync with the album. And so when I saw him in Poland last year, I went to his studio and he played me the song, and the hook just came right out. So it was a real natural thing. And, you know, I definitely have to big him up. Sheba, Thomas Wojak is his name. And he is with a group called the Malayo Reggae Rockers, you know, from huge band from Poland.
Beautiful.
So, and the track is actually about 20 years old, the music.
Oh, no kidding. Nice.
So well, that song is perfect for me. Yeah.
I'm eager to,
an old track.
I'm eager to push play on this. So, Christos, thank you so much for stepping into the Reggae Shack tonight. The new album is Self-Evident on Honest Music. Check it out, people. And, Christos, we'll definitely talk again, brother.
All right, you got it. Big up, Tracy. Give thanks for having me, man.
Yes, I give thanks. Christos DC on the Reggae Shack tonight. The new album is called Self-Evident on his own label called Honest Music. It's 100.1 The X. Check this.